Hello, and welcome to GCSE Maths Mastery. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most essential topics in your WJE GCSE Mathematics specification, Powers and Roots, Topic 1.7. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic is absolutely crucial, and I'm here to help you nail it. Powers and roots appear everywhere in your exam, from simple square number recall in Unit 1 non-calculator questions, right through to complex algebraic simplification using negative and fractional indices. The good news? Once you understand the patterns and rules, this topic becomes incredibly logical and even satisfying to work with. So grab a pen and paper if you can, and let's get started. Let's begin with the basics. A power or index tells you how many times to multiply a number by itself. So 2 to the power of 3, written as 2 cubed, means 2 times 2 times 2, which equals 8. The small raised number, that's your index or power, is telling you the number of times the base appears in the multiplication. Now, you absolutely must memorize your square numbers from 1 squared up to 15 squared for the non-calculator paper. These come up constantly. Let me give you the key ones. 1, 4, 9, 16, 25, 36, 49, 64, 81, 100, 121, 144, 169, 196, and 225. Write these out repeatedly until they're automatic. Similarly, know your cube numbers, 1, 8, 27, 64, and 125. Notice that 64 is both 8 squared and 4 cubed. That's a common exam trap. Roots are the inverse operation of powers. The square root of 144 asks, what number multiplied by itself gives 144? The answer is 12. The cube root of 27 asks, what number multiplied by itself 3 times gives 27? That's 3. Examiners love testing whether you understand this relationship. Now let's talk about the laws of indices. These are your power tools, if you'll pardon the pun. When you multiply powers with the same base, you add the e to the indices. So x squared times x cubed equals x to the power of 2 plus 3, which is x to the power of 5. When you divide, you subtract the indices. X to the power of 5 divided by x squared equals x cubed. And when you raise a power to another power, you multiply the indices. So x squared all raised to the power of 3 equals x to the power of 6. Here's where students often slip up. Anything to the power of 0 equals 1, not 0, 1. So 5 to the power of 0 equals 1 and 1,000 to the power of 0 equals 1. The only exception is 0 to the power of 0, which is undefined, but that won't come up in your GCSE. Negative powers mean reciprocals. So 5 to the power of negative 2 means 1 over 5 squared, which is 1 over 25. The negative sign flips the fraction. It doesn't make the answer negative. This is a huge misconception that costs candidates marks every single year. Finally, fractional indices. This is higher tier content, but it's so important. The denominator of the fraction tells you which root to take, and the numerator tells you which power to apply. So 8 to the power of 2 over 3 means take the cube root of 8, which is 2, then square it, giving you 4. You can do root then power, or power then root. The result is the same, but root first is usually easier because you're working with smaller numbers. Let's talk exam technique. In Unit 1, you have no calculator, so speed and accuracy with square and cube numbers is essential. If you see a question asking you to evaluate 13 squared, you should know instantly that it's 169. Practice these until they're reflexive. For algebraic simplification questions, handle numbers and letters separately. If you're simplifying 6x to the power of 4 divided by 2x squared, deal with the coefficients first. 6 divided by 2 is 3. Then the indices. X to the power of 4 divided by x squared is x squared. So your answer is 3x squared. Watch out for composite indices like 16 to the power of negative 3 quarters. Break it down. The negative means flip to a reciprocal. The denominator 4 means fourth root, and the numerator 3 means cubed. So you'd find the fourth root of 16, which is 2, cube it to get 8, then flip it to 1 over 8. Examiners award marks for each step, so show you're working clearly. The most common mistakes? Multiplying indices instead of adding them when multiplying terms. Writing 3 to the power of negative 2 as negative 9 instead of 1 over 9, and forgetting that a power of 1 over 2 means square root, not half the number. Avoid these, and you're already ahead of the pack. Right, let's test your recall. I'll give you 5 seconds for each question. 1. What is 12 squared? The answer is 144. 2. What is 5 cubed? That's 125. 3. Simplify x to the power of 7 divided by x to the power of 4. You should have x cubed, 4. What does 9 to the power of negative 1 equal? It's 1 over 9. 5. What is 27 to the power of 1 over 3? That's the cube root of 27, which is 3. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. So let's recap. Powers tell you how many times to multiply. Roots are the inverse. Memorize your square numbers to 15 squared and cube numbers to 5 cubed. When multiplying powers, add the indices. When dividing, subtract them. When raising a power to a power, multiply. Anything to the power of 0 is 1. Negative powers mean reciprocals, and fractional powers mean roots and powers combined. This topic accounts for a significant portion of your AO1 marks. That's the straightforward recall and application, so it's one of the most reliable places to pick up marks if you put in the practice. Work through past papers, especially the non-calculator sections, and you'll see the same question types appearing again and again. Thanks so much for listening to GCSE Maths Mastery. Keep practicing, stay confident, and remember, examiners are looking for clear working and correct application of the laws. You've got this. Good luck with your revision.